evolution, we see evolution to be, you evolve to in order to survive, right? So the Tyrannosaurus Rex, his little short arms that he can't even reach his mouth with. Does that make sense to you? Like through evolution
Well, snakes
and,
don't even have
looking at it.
legs or arms at all, so yeah.
Right, but they can actually, I mean, like, I see dragons and T-Rexes. I look all over, you look all over the place, and all these different countries, all walks of life have lore of dragons. T-Rex is the only skeleton to be found on every single continent. And
That's
let's
not
take
true.
what, the T-Rex?
There are species of T-Rex that have been found. I don't think there's an African
I'm pretty sure they checked every
T-Rex.
single continent there was a T-Rex found on it.
Well, not T-Rex. I mean, like Canada hat. Well, Canada is North America, but Canada has Albertosaurus. There's Eutyrannus, and that did live in a cold climate, but I don't know if it was Antarctica specifically. But then you have a Tarbosaurus, which was in Mongolia. Man, why can't I remember my
How
T-Rex species?
differentiated are they from the main just T-Rex species that everyone knows, the general term?
I mean, pretty significantly, it's essentially kind of like the difference between jaguars, which live in South America, panthers, or like mountain lions that live in North America, lions, or leopards that live in Africa, and then the leopards that live in Asia. Like they're genetically extremely close, but they're
Enough
very
to tell.
distinct.
All right. Well, I was just, I've always thought about this, and I'm thinking, bat wings, how many bats do we have fossils of with their wings intact, fossilized? Bat
They
wing
do
material,
exist. I don't I
right?
don't I
But
couldn't give you the number.
I mean, that would just be next to impossible, I would think, to fossilize that kind of material, since it's such membranous, really, really soft material. That'd be the first thing to, either burn away or rot away, whatever would happen before the fossilization process would be able to be, which would leave just something like what the T-Rex looks like. I think if you attached 20-foot wings on either one of those little appendages, it would make a heck of a lot more sense why everyone talks about a big winged beast that looked like, what they depict dragons to be.
I mean, the problem with that is, we do have bat fossils. I mean, I can show you some real quick.
Right, but are they that common?
Every fossil is rare. The odds just aren't that great. But yeah, we've
All
definitely
right.
got bat fossils.
And then,
But what now?
okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, go
So
ahead. Well, I was just.
the problem with dragons, the dragon argument is that dragons in every culture are all like different. Like, yes, they are reptilian, and in quite a lot of cases they fly, but some of them have wings and some of them don't have wings. Some of them, the dragons, are like little tricksters. Other times they're just monsters.
Oh,
Sometimes they
well,
can
yeah, I
talk to you,
guess.
sometimes they can't. It's just like there are the human imagination is pretty amazing, but the human imagination does also reuse tons and tons of concepts. There are just
Right, well,
thousands
okay.
of creatures that have been imagined, and the fact that there's one type, vaguely reptilian, that is consistent across, like let's say that's the one that is most common. It's like, well, yeah, when there's thousands of them, the idea that in almost every culture, you'd find one that they almost all share, actually isn't really super weird to me.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, my next thing is, I can't remember ex the exactly what it's called or whatnot, but in science, when they were looking out into the stars or whatnot, they could see that there were they it was they were proving the fact that the universe is ever expanding, right? Because they could see a certain point at a certain point that the stars were leaving us faster than we were expanding. So it was expanding irregularly, right?
No, there's no irregular expansion. The expansion is
Or
thought
just
to
the
be
fact that it's
uniform.
expanding. But
Yeah.
so wouldn't that appear the same if you were inside of, say, a black hole? And the at past the advent
Well,
horizon, nobody knows that. So it's just
yeah,
basically philosophy
we don't
then.
know what the inside of a black hole is like. It's one of these,
Right.
I used to always try to ask physicists these really crazy questions like, if you were inside a black hole, blah, blah, and they pretty much just say, we don't know. Like
Right.
when the equations of physics break down, the only thing we can really say is we have no idea.
Just there,
Now
yeah.
there's this interesting new data that came out, which is that if you look at the mass of the observable universe and you calculate how big of a black hole that would make, it comes out to be almost the same size of the as the observable universe. So you're
Yeah.
allowed to say maybe we're inside a black hole because we have no freaking idea what being a black inside a black hole actually is like, and there is this
Right. It
weird
could be
coincidence.
completely calm, like the eye of
But
a
it's not,
storm or something, right?
yeah, it's just not beyond that, it's not really testable.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all I wanted to really say.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. Pythagoras did not invent the Pythagorean theorem. Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb. George Washington Carver didn't invent peanut butter. Surprised? There are hundreds of more misconceptions you can learn the truth about in my book, Facts That Aren't True. Get your own signed copy or audiobook today. Link in the description. Oh, why I don't believe in God?
Yeah.
The reason I don't believe in any God is the reason why you don't believe in any of the gods except the one you believe. I'm almost certain it's going to be basically the exact same reason.
How do you know I only believe in one God?
Even if you believe in two gods or three gods, okay, well, we'll just cut to the chase. Do you believe in every single god that has ever been claimed to exist?
I do.
Okay, well, this won't really be very interesting then.
Well, there's proof.
Go ahead.
There's proof of a God.
Go ahead.
The Tebow 316 game.
What?
The Tebow 316 game.
Which one was that?
There's only one.
Yeah, I don't remember which one specifically that was.
So
Where
you haven't looked into it that much.
the Broncos beat the Steelers in overtime in the wild card round. Oh yeah, I saw the ending of that game. I was at work. I'm a Broncos fan. I was at work at Minerva's restaurant in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and I was pissed that I had to work because the game was on. But we had some downtime, and it was in the restaurant's attached to a hotel and a convention center. So in the lobby, there's this big TV on, and overtime had just started, and I was just standing there. And I saw Tebow do the pump fake, and then he threw it to Demaryius Thomas, and he ran it in for an 80-yard touchdown. And I was like running through the lobby, going, "Yes!" So,
And you didn't realize that that proved God exists, or
correct.
can you refute it, or
What can be asserted with zero evidence can be dismissed with zero evidence.
the evidence is right there in the stats.
He had 316 yards.
Oh, a lot more than that.
Okay,
The
what's
stats
the
are
evidence?
mathematically impossible.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's mathematically impossible of those exact stats.
Go on.
That's it.
Okay. Well, good luck. Don't reproduce. Sound argument for the existence of God. Okay, good luck.
Okay. Kaka poo poo pee pee kaka kaka poo poo
The
kaka
fuck is going on today?
pee pee.
That was as good as tag, but want to learn how to make people do this?
If that's true, then what? Hold on. This is really complicated.
It's not. This book will be your guide. I debunk all of the common anti-scientific arguments, plus some uncommon ones. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There's even an audiobook. Link in the description. This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.